We had everything out of the car, all over the floor, on the grass, and each one of us was sure we had seen it somewhere since the garage. And we finally had to say to these people, we are very sorry, we have no money, no card, no nothing.
How much money was involved?
Well, all our holiday money, you know, some hundreds of pounds in traveller's cheques and some in currency, you see, a few pounds.
And passports.
And
well.
Passports and tickets for the boat.
Oh,
so we said we'd go to the police station. So back we went to the town. We all went into the police station. And a very friendly policeman said, well, I can do nothing about it. Your best bet is to see the British consul in the city. Well, this was on a Saturday afternoon, and it was 5 o'clock. And he told us that we would be able to get into the consul on Monday morning when they opened, which didn't encourage us too much.
Quite.
Then it suddenly struck us that somebody must have taken this money at the garage.
Oh,
so
yes.
Back we went to the garage.
Mm.
And we thought that as we stood talking to the man, asking, where do you go to the campsite, someone else had obviously stolen our folder.
That was the last time you'd had it, obviously.
Yes, indeed, you see. That was the last time that we could all agree that we must have had it.
Mm.
So John distracted the man's attention. And I went into the man's office and went all through his papers on his desk looking for it. It was a sort of green-coloured folder, which one should have found easily.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there. And then we saw an old woman across the road, sitting on a window ledge. And I was sure she was sitting on our folder, because something green was sticking out underneath her. And we had to try and work out some way of moving her to see. And eventually we persuaded her by asking her to give us directions, and she stood up to speak to us. But it wasn't our folder at all. She was just sitting on a little green mat, obviously to keep herself clean.